Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The trial is ongoing right now for Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She was the armorer and one of the people in charge of props on the set of the movie Rust. Ultimately, she is one of the people who are being charged, who are being looked at to be held accountable for the death of Helena Hutchins, one of the cinematographers on that movie. Joining me to discuss the dynamics of this case, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Siobhan, this has a lot more depth to it than I was expecting it to, quite honestly, in terms of a lot of moving parts and what I'm garnering out of this, a lot of chaos on the set of that movie.
Yeah, it's really shocking the degree of incompetence and sloppiness that has come out in the evidence. It, the testimony yesterday from the very experienced expert as an armorer about going over the footage that they've recorded already for the film, the previous footage, and to see the armorer, Hannah, holding a shotgun at her own pointed upward at her own face, the muzzle, and the way that all the various members of the crew were handling the guns, and she was not intervening. And it sounds like there's a very clear kind of obsessive protocol for safety among armorers who are competent, and it just was not happening here.
How do you think all of this slipped through the way it did? Because, I mean, there was a lot of people on this set. I mean, a lot of people who were experienced. There were certainly a handful that really were not. But to have such gross incompetence going on and seemingly nobody speaking up saying, hey, we can't be doing this until someone's dead. I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, it's really strange. It's been, you know, suggested that the pressure from Alec Baldwin and other producers to hurry up, and to save money, and this was a relatively lower budget film, that may have had an impact on it. But yeah, safety first. And you really have to wonder, did other people see things and feel that they just didn't have the power to mm-hmm. do anything about it? Did other people speak up, you know, that we haven't heard from yet? Maybe we will hear from them and they were ignored.
Yeah.
But it's truly shocking. And then again, there was, you know, evidence that cocaine use was going on.
Yeah.
So to what extent were people hiding all sorts of things?
There seemed to be a lot that was being going on here that was not up to par. Is this kind of an example of maybe of like a group type thing where you maybe have like one big fish on the set, that being Alec Baldwin? And I'm not accusing him of saying to be sloppy or anything like that, but just kind of, here's how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to go. And, you know, nobody wanting to speak up because.
Right.
I got this job. I'm here on the set with Alec Baldwin right. and everybody else. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I don't know the rest of the cast. There's a bunch of nobodies. I don't know. But you're kind of like, ooh, and you know, almost a level of, well, these people must know what they're doing and they're going to trust them, including some of the new people, including, you know, the arbor that we're talking about here. You know, her father was in the business, and then this is one of her very first attempts to kind of take on that sort of job for herself. Yes, everyone does have to start somewhere. But, you know, were they starting it with overconfidence, if you will, in their abilities without really truly having the experience?
Clearly. And I think a 24-year-old new to the field is definitely got a very big power differential with someone like Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure any 24-year-old new to the field would feel hesitant to challenge him or sure. to say, you need to stop firing the gun when we say cut, or we'll take the gun away from you. You know, it's just not the kind of thing that a 24-year-old is going to do. So it was bad judgment. You know, whoever put her in that position, whoever's responsible for that, this... really, a lot of gunfire in this movie.
Yeah.
And I would think that this is an incredibly important position.
Ultimately, you know, what is the best outcome for something like this? A lot of people seem to have their hands in this, and there's a lot of people that played a role in allowing this to get to where it did, essentially. I think it goes beyond just Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Is this something where it's appropriate to send people away to prison for a time? Is this something where, look, everybody has clearly learned their lesson or is clearly, you know, feeling the grief and will live with this every day for the rest of their life? Was it appropriate to put somebody away for something like this? Or is this something where, you know, the lesson, you know, hopefully is learned going forward for future shoots and such?
Well, there's so much evidence about Hannah Gutierrez Reed. My guess is there will be a guilty verdict for mm-hmm. her. And does she need 10 years? Does she need 20 years? I would think not, because clearly this was accidental. But some jail time, I think, for her. I'm not really clear on, you know, all the evidence against Alec Baldwin at mm-hmm. this point. We haven't heard all that yet.
Sure.
That will be interesting. For people on the periphery, probably not. You know, there's probably, again, we go into that, should somebody have done something ethically? Yes. But is it going to go to the degree of they've violated a law and have responsibility? Probably not for the rest.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.